Are you starting to notice thinning hair? Hims offers 100% online access to prescription treatments for regrowing hair in as little as 3 to 6 months, so you can see a fuller head of hair by fall. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/drinkingbros. That's hims.com/drinkingbros for your free online visit, hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros. Kids, what a world we're living in, Dan. What a fucking world. Every single day, it seems like it is something new, and I'm continuously shocked by it day after day after day. Talked about Nick Cannon's amazing remarks earlier this morning on Ross Patterson Revolution. It is definitely the what is it, the melanin, Dan, in your skin that's causing...
Melanin.
Melanin. That's why you're the devil, dude. That's why you're the devil.
Why I am, yeah. I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Although whiteness is the absence of melanin, not necessarily the presence of it. So I think it's the absence of melanin. Maybe human beings are just garbage and melanin is what helps us. You know what I mean?
Who knows? Who knows? But
like that dude Powder, I mean, he caused all kinds of trouble.
It was spoons sticking to him everywhere he fucking went.
I wonder if that's really what he believes. Does he look at an albino and just be like, piece of fucking shit? You know what I mean? Not that I think albinos are pieces of shit. I don't even know if you can say the word albino anymore. I'm sure there's some word for it that I'm supposed to have learned, but I don't care.
Translucence.
Translucent.
I think you've got to say trans.
Translucent does mean semi-transparent, so that would make sense.
I'm trans. Oh, you are? You've got a dick? No, I'm see-through. I'm translucent.
Wow.
That's where we're at, Anthony. Today, before we got started today, I picked up the old newspaper, really rolled out the print. Kidding. I opened up my fucking iPad like an adult. And I noticed on Drudge Report, there was a kind of a catchy headline, if you will. A little clickbait. Seems strange to me, and I wondered if you would read the same. It says here, North Carolina city votes to give reparations to black residents.
Yeah, I read it. But it's not reparations.
Okay.
Explain it to the audience what that is then exactly.
Let's see. I'm trying to find a direct quote from these assholes.
So it's the city of Asheville, North Carolina, which
yeah,
is pretty liberal. Here's what happens, man. And this is, you know, look, we're in Austin, Texas right now. I am. D'Anthony will be with us here shortly. Once a town gets cool, it gets kind of liberal after that. And a yeah. lot of fucking hippies move there. Asheville is definitely one of those towns. I love Asheville.
Yeah, that's definitely the cycle.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like I'm a big fan of Asheville.
Conservatives make a place nice, a nice place to live with a booming economy, and then fucking hipsters come in and ruin everything. And I'm not conservative, by the way. Everybody knows that. I don't give two fucks about that bullshit, but this is just fucking history, man. Like Hollywood in the 1950s, when it was being built, was not a liberal place. No, nobody was. Even in the fucking 70s, it wasn't a liberal place. It didn't become that until relatively recently. So New York was the same way. Like, do you really think the fucking Irish, Puerto Ricans, and Guidos that dominate fucking the New York boroughs back in the day were fucking liberals? Come on. All they do is fucking hate each other and yell all the time. That's not liberals. They're just fucking assholes. They don't give a fuck.
Not at all. But I'm finding that in every city we go to, any place that's cool, you kind of have to put up with these assholes. Austin's one of them. Asheville is definitely one of them. I went to Asheville back in the day before it got built up. And I remember turning to my wife and I said to her, I said, look at this city right now, because in about 5 years, when everybody figures out how cool it is here, it will be completely overrun by hipsters and fucking liberal pussies. And that is exactly what has happened. I'm not sure what the reparations thing is all about, to be honest with you. I saw.
No, I can tell you what
headline.
It's about. So, yeah, just to go into this before all of our audience tunes out because they don't like the idea of reparations, and neither do I, by the way. This is not reparations. So there's not going to be any direct payments to individual citizens, which is what we generally think of when we think of reparations is that. Like, each citizen is going to get X amount of dollars. The problem with shit like that, one, there's no way to tell who deserves it and who doesn't. Like, we don't know who got here when, for the most part. Like,
right.
Come on, man. Like, but that brings up other questions. Like, is it just slavery reparations, or are we paying reparations for people whose economic upward mobility was stifled or entirely prevented by Jim Crow and shit like that, right? So how far do we go is the question. But that is a Band-Aid. That's a treatment and not a cure. The cure is, honestly, I think Asheville's on the right track here. The cure is to make sure that black people have education and careers instead of jobs and own homes, right? Make sure their fucking dads aren't in prison. That's how you fucking fix that situation. And that's kind of what they're doing here. I mean, here's a quote from the resolution. The resulting budgetary and programmatic priorities may include, but not be limited to, increasing minority homeownership, access to affordable housing in general, minority business ownership and career opportunities, strategies to grow equity and generational wealth. By the way, the generational wealth thing, I've made this point on the show before, but because of slavery and then Jim Crow, something like $1 trillion was essentially robbed out of the black community. That's not a fucking judgment. It is just a fact. The other fact is that about 80 to 83% of all wealth transfers from one generation to the next. It's inherited in some way, whether it be through real property or money or patents or whatever the fuck else. There's all kinds of different things it could be. Those are the things that you have to fix. Like, you can't, it's the same thing in sports when they try to have minority hiring quotas, and everybody's like, well, you should just hire the best person for the job. You're absolutely right. You should hire the best person for the job. So the solution isn't to just hire a black person or a woman or whatever the case is. The solution is to put people in the pipeline who are going to get the training, education, and experience required to fucking do that job at that level at some point. You can't fix everything today, but this kind of deal is, I think it's really great. I don't think that the government should be paying for it. I think the government should be making deals. Like that whole deal with Amazon that AOC blew up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a great opportunity for her to go out and say, hey, you know what? We're going to fucking bring you in and give you tax breaks, but you're going to fucking do all this stuff that Asheville is doing right here. You're going to pay for it.
Right.
You're going to make this community better, not just by paying a high wage to people and providing a good service, but you're also going to take some community responsibility and help do that. This model, but not controlled by, but funded by private companies, is a fucking great idea. And it'll fix a lot of these issues without us having to fucking, you know, act like a bunch of assholes and rip on each other all the time.
Yeah. Here's what frustrates me about this, and that's why you heard the deep sigh on my end, is when you put a fucking buzzword title like that, like reparations, in the title of a news article, it's going to make everyone freak the fuck out.
Yeah, somebody shared this on Facebook this morning, I'm sure. Millions of people probably did. And they were like, fuck reparation, fuck this. But they didn't even read the article, is my guess.
Well, here's the thing. You shouldn't be allowed to say that if it's not fucking true. I mean, it's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, it's like every time there's a white mass shooter, everybody wants to say, we need to call this terrorism. It's not terrorism, unless it is, right? Terrorism means using violence or the threat of violence to coerce political action. That's what it means. It's a very specific type of crime. It doesn't make it, like, there are cases of terrorism that are not as obscene and horrible as mass shootings, but that doesn't mean that a mass shooting is terrorism. We just like to invoke those powerful words, but that takes away from the word itself. If you want that word to maintain its power, if you want people to fucking listen when you say shit, you can't fucking do this. And it's not just USA Today or anybody else. It's the city of Asheville, the bill they wrote, and all the press. I haven't seen a single article just yet that delineates between what the word reparations means in common usage and what this plan actually is.
Right. And that's kind of what I wanted to segue into was the editor of the New York Times, who quit last night, who resigned. And she wrote a letter saying,
does she hate Jews too? It seems like everybody's going after the Jews lately.
No, apparently it's just Deshaun Jackson and Nick Cannon.
The poor Jews. But they've been hiding in the cut all this time, letting fucking black people and Arabs take the heat. And now all of a sudden everybody hates Jews again. Shit, man.
It's weird, man. The Jews are the hardest working too. Like, fuck. Those guys.
I don't know if they work harder than Asians. Come on.
That's true. It's true. Asians are definitely up there because they smart. They start as, you know, tiny children making shoes and shit and then go all the way up. But Jews are up there for sure, man. But yeah, the editor of the New York Times resigned last night, and then she wrote an article just saying, it's bullshit the way that everybody is, you know, we're forced to write these articles to slant towards one way or the other. You can't have a true voice of democracy in this country. And, you know, you've got to make these catchy titles and phrases and all this shit to pop. And it's not about real journalism anymore. This is case in point of it. Like, it's not just going on at the New York Times. Yeah. This is going on everywhere at every single paper across the nation. And, you know, look, after reading this, after the initial freak out that reparations were being paid, after reading the article, it was very thoughtful and it had nothing to do with that, you know, slave reparations. And you've got to stop doing this as the media. But look, we're here, man. And I don't think it's going to stop. It's only going to get worse. So I think that it's at least we owe it to people to report like, hey, man, here's what actually happened during this, because I saw that article shared a million times on Facebook today, and I was like, man, nobody's getting reparations.
It kind of sucks that that's where we are, that the media is so fucking, it's almost like like the legal system. Like, you need somebody to translate what the fuck is going on in a document. Like, a contract should be fucking easy enough that a normal human being can set up their own business and not have to pay some asshole $4,000 to look over fucking 20 pages of fucking text, most of which is absolute boilerplate nonsense. Like, get fucked. It's a racket, my man. And here's the point. All these assholes in power that set these rules are fucking former attorneys or current attorneys. Everybody in fucking Washington is an attorney. I don't trust those motherfuckers as far as I can throw this goddamn building.
Yeah.
The media and attorneys, man. This is like the worst. The media, attorneys, and politicians, this is like the worst group of human beings that's ever existed.
You're a pretty strong guy. I think you could throw the building at least a little bit, but
we'll see.
Or as these fucking assholes. Yeah, man, it's just it keeps getting stranger by the day, and I'm not sure where else it goes. This morning, I got an email. We now own a ticket company, drinkingbrostickets.com. It's live. We don't know when tickets are going to be sold on it, but God damn it, it's live. And we've set up the website. With that being said, we get these emails and updates from cities about what they are and aren't doing. Mm-hmm. This morning's email was from Philadelphia. So they were giving us a heads up that the mayor of Philadelphia has stated there will be no live events until February of 2021, which is 8 months from now for the coronavirus.
Do you guys want to set up a live event and do it anyways? Because that person can get fucked, my man. I don't give a shit about that. What are you going to do? You're going to send the Philadelphia police to come shut down a Drinking Bros party? I don't think that's going to work out for you. Those police will just fucking change clothes and join the fucking party. We know everybody there.
So that includes all Eagles games. That includes Army-Navy, which was supposed to go down in December.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I don't know if they're going to be able to maintain that.
And that also includes the Phillies games.
Well, nobody was going to watch those anyways.
Well, we'll see. With 60, you never know. With Bryce
That's
Harper
true, actually. I'm kind of curious to see what the attendance is like.
Yeah, so speaking of which, I was thinking of you yesterday because, you know, well, it's not. If you admit it, it's not gay. I was thinking of you, D'Anthony, and I missed you. As I was setting up the house in Austin, the cable company came, and you know how they always do a test of like one channel?
Yeah.
That one channel was good old TBS. And you know what was on?
Fucking
Braves versus Braves. Yeah. It was strange to see an empty stadium because they were playing in the Braves stadium. It was strange to see an empty stadium, and the announcers didn't really know how to call the game. Because there was no crowd noise and everything whatsoever, but at least there was Major League Baseball going on.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. If there's going to be crowdless stadiums, I feel like they need to dip into a different pool of talent vis-a-vis broadcasting. Like a play-by-play guy only says what's going on, and the color man is usually doing analysis and synthesis of what he's saying about the game and also making just random comments and shit like that. The one rule in broadcast media is there should be no dead air. There should be a music playing or a graphic on the screen or something. And they haven't caught up to it yet. They're guys that are used to capturing about 60% of the airtime, and the rest is panning crowds or advertisements rolling or music with, you know, people doing shit in the background or whatever the fuck, and they haven't caught up yet. Because it's right now, I watched the one on TBS yesterday, and it was boring as fuck.
They got to
change it soon because, I mean, for casual baseball fans, baseball is already kind of boring, to be honest.
Yeah, and it was John Schmoltz, I believe, was in the booth last night, and I had the game on, and you're right. There isn't dead air, and typically it's filled by crowd noise or it's amazing how much you miss it, too, where you're like, oh, man, I can hear people cheer. I can hear people groaning or enjoying whatever the play is going on. You don't hear that anymore. Baseball's got to figure it the fuck out. Like, it is, that stadium was so massive to be that empty. It felt creepy, and it almost felt like the players were kind of half-heartedly playing because it was like, well, there's nobody here watching us except for a couple guys up in the booth.
Well, it is spring training.
It's sort of, yes, technically, but that's going to be real time anyways because, you know, you're going to be playing in an empty stadium like that. A bunch of Drinking Bros hit us up, and we want to talk to you about your messages here because these were fascinating, and I had not heard this. Some cities are letting you send in a headshot of yourself plus $50 or $100, and they're going to set up cardboard cutouts of yourself in the stands so you can be a fan at your own stadium, or at least your head can. Have you heard of this?
No.
I did not. So all the listeners hit us up.
No, that's retarded. Although we will do it.
That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah. Like, I want to see a stadium full of 10,000 Dans, and that's it. Just staring at them blankly, no facial expression.
Like, buy out
no
the whole
nothing.
Thing.
Yep.
What if we bought out a whole stadium and it was all pictures of Pete Rose? We should start a GoFundMe and pay. How much is it going to cost per fucking picture or whatever?
So some of our listeners in Arizona said it was going to be $50. Some of our listeners in
$50. You can get a goddamn game ticket for like $30. Are you fucking kidding me?
I agree.
Jesus,
some of our listeners in Philadelphia
said
it was $100 in Philadelphia to get your head in the stands.
I'll send them a $100 bill. And on the front of it, it'll just say, get fucked. They can have the $100, but there's no way, man. That's fucking stupid as shit. Here's what I think they should do. I think this is a nice compromise. I have two plans, actually. The first one is you only allow about 1/10 of the seats to be filled, and obviously people are spread out, but everybody is on PCP. Every single person. You know, and 1/10 of a normal baseball stadium is like 4,000 people. That's a lot of PCP. So, you know, at least I feel like the noise they'll make will sound like the stadium is full, which will be a big change for Tampa Bay and Miami, for example, because nobody goes to watch those games. And why would they? Those teams fucking suck. Actually, Tampa Bay's pretty good, and people still don't watch. The other plan is to just have prisoners in the stands. But, like, in the same way that back in fucking middle school, it was boy, girl. This time you go Crip, Blood, Latin King, Crip, Blood, Latin King. And then maybe I would probably keep the fucking white supremacists out of there. The fucking whatever you call them.
Sure.
The Aryan Brotherhood. AB. Yeah, Aryan Brotherhood. Yeah. Probably keep them out because, you know, it's one thing to have gang rivalries. It's another thing to, at your core, believe that somebody's inferior to you. I think we should just leave that part out of it. But have all the major gangs represented, and they have to sit staggered. Like, you can't be with your buddies. You have to be. And I feel like that would heal America.
I do, too. And maybe put Nick Cannon in there at all of these with them.
With a megaphone just shouting anti-Semitic shit.
Yep. And he hates white people, too. Again, it's the skin. We just weren't born with. We weren't able to soak up the sun.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's right. There's something about those. Look, only white people have ever conquered anything, ever. Think about it. Genghis Khan, white. Mao Zedong, white. No, that's not right. Shit. The two biggest conquerors in the history of human civilization are not white. My bad.
Yeah.
Let's just go fuck ourselves now.
Exactly. By the way, I'm going to throw you a weird side story here. Last night at dinner, there was a guy on fucking PCP at two tables behind us at a restaurant. And here's how desperate shit has gotten out in the world. Before, because they called the cops and they called like some form of paramedic, right?
Yeah.
We were I was at a rooftop restaurant last night. Before they were able to get them up there, you know, they got this motherfucker, his mom, on the phone so she could pay the bill because they were worried that he was going to leave this sushi place without paying the bill, which was amazing, by the way.
I'm sorry. So the guy was on PCP.
Yep.
They detained him and made sure that his mother paid the bill. How did they know who his fucking mom was? Was she his emergency contact or something?
It was. It was his emergency contact.
Wait, how do you know what someone's emergency contact is?
So he had a bracelet on, and apparently he had some mental issues in the past. And
so why not take PCP? I mean, shit.
Exactly. And so he shows up and he's on PCP and he's aggressively drinking everything, like all this sake behind us and all this shit. And the rest of the restaurant doesn't know what's really going on. And he's looking over the edge because only rooftop restaurants are allowed to be open.
Yeah.
So he's looking over the edge and the waitress, we had the same waitress, was like, I apologize. I've got to go call this guy's mom right now. And try to figure this out, either what he's on, what he's not on, the paramedics need it, and blah, 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 blah. While they were on the phone with him, they made sure to get the credit card number of the mom so the bill would be paid.
Yeah, I definitely would have told them to get fucked. Like, oh, I'm out in the city. I don't have my credit card on me right now. Just, like, say something, but don't pay them for the sushi, unless it's a good place and you just want to support the sushi plate.
The sushi was fantastic. It was great. I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want them to be outed for this story. But
wait, they didn't do anything wrong.
The beauty of, well, I don't know if they should have asked for the mom's credit card number or whatever. But the beauty of it was the guy I was with goes, no lie. He goes, dude, if Dan was here, he would have told this guy to get fucked and just jump off the roof right now. And I was like, you're 100% right. Dan would have done that.
Look, sometimes people need tough love. You know, people need to be told that they're pieces of shit. And although I'm not saying that the guy's intrinsically a piece of shit just because he's on PCP. Look, we've all done PCP.
Sure. Sure.
I mean,
accident or not accident.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I don't judge people for doing drugs, but don't act like an asshole. This is why I don't like addicts, because you ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too when I saw him. I was like, motherfucker, man, we're all here just here having a good time.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of people smoking weed at the table, and then that started to get frowned upon.
But it's no different than fucking somebody that can't handle themselves when they're drunk. We all know one of those people. Like, they're super nice and cool most of the time, but I've actually had to end relationships because the person couldn't handle themselves intoxicated, because I am very frequently intoxicated on drugs or alcohol, one of the two.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't, like, if you can't handle that and be your, I'm not going to spend my time babysitting. You have to act like an adult. That's why I'm writing a book right now, How to Drink and Do Drugs Like an Adult is the name of
what?
It. What? Oh, yeah. And it goes through every type of alcohol, every type of drug, every type of scenario that you could do them in, all that stuff. And it's how to behave yourself, pace yourself, and do drugs casually and not become addicted. Now, I don't know if there's any scientific basis for it, because I don't know what addiction. I don't have an addictive personality, so I don't know that feeling. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm sure there's something to it. But even addiction you can handle. Like Doug Stanhope talks about excess and moderation, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, don't go home every day and drink a couple of beers. You know, work all week, go home at the end of the week and drink all the beers. Right?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I like. I like that. It's... You don't want to get into a situation where you're having to fucking wean yourself off shit. Like, don't do stuff every day. That's what I'm
sure.
saying. I think there's some science behind that. Like, if you can just set up a system for yourself, regulate your fucking intake of drugs and alcohol, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
and
I
if
agree.
You're not, then sorry.
Yeah, move on with your life.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm probably going to have to get some kind of fucking caveat warning posted on the fucking label of this goddamn book. At some point, because it's just going to be my face with fucking bloodshot eyes and tears running down it, and like a maniacal fucking that's going to be the front of the book probably. So I'm going to need some kind of like Oprah sticker that says, hey, don't do any of this stuff in real life.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hopefully she'll have you on her book club. We've got breaking news here. Megan Thee Stallion, who is arguably the biggest rapper in female-wise in the game right now, was shot multiple times. Here's what I like to hear about a story like this. Usually it's just dudes. You know, everybody's wants equality, and you're getting it now. Female rappers are getting shot, and I like that. I like that a lot. And here's what's going to interest you, Dan. Megan Thee Stallion is on a record label that is currently in dispute right now. She's trying to get out of her contract.
Is that why she got schwacked?
Maybe. she's not saying why right now, but I'm sure the story will definitely come out. Here's where things will veer into your world, D'Anthony. The owner of the record label is Carl Crawford, the baseball player.
The former baseball player.
One of the best, dude. I used to have him on my fantasy team every year. That motherfucker stole bases,
yeah,
son.
Until he went to the fucking Dodgers, he was pretty good.
Yeah. That Dodgers deal was $180
million. Mm-hmm.
I had heard he started a rap label. I was very surprised that he found Megan Thee Stallion, who's the biggest in the game. But, she's trying to get out of this contract right now. Two people died in his pool about 2 months ago for a party. They both drowned. He was inside the house when this happened. But, man, if this turns out to be Carl Crawford, holy shit.
I mean, that'd be a good story.
Be a great story. Remember when Marvin Harrison killed that dude at his car wash?
I think a dude died at his car wash. I don't know if he ever got convicted of
killing
him. He
pulled the fucking trigger on that. And it is, everyone knows it.
Is there any proof of that? Because Ray Carruth actually did kill somebody.
No, so there was no proof, and like the rumor is he shot this guy at his car wash. They got rid of the body ASAP, and he went through, you know, a few rounds of investigation and what do they call it when they put you in the room and interview you?
Interrogation.
Yeah, interrogation and everything, and passed with flying colors. He never said a goddamn word when he was playing football anyways, so... If there's one guy who could keep a secret, it's probably Marvin Harrison. But I'm amped if Carl Crawford's joining that game, you know?
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
You got to branch out at some point. I mean, he started a fucking rap label. Next thing is murder.
It has to be, right? It has to be. I can't remember a female rapper, though, ever getting shot.
I mean, I've tried, but shit, they're smaller. Like, their torsos are not as wide, so it's more difficult to take that shot. Yeah, that's weird. I mean, who the fuck knows, man? People get shot randomly all the time, though.
Yeah.
And the first thing we do when something happens is we try to figure out why. Sometimes there is no reason. We'll see how this plays out, though. It seems like there might be a reason.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of circumstantial evidence. But who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? More breaking news. The Rose Bowl parade has been canceled altogether. For those of you who don't know, that is January 1st of 2021. Man, we are really canceling shit real far out now at this point. Fucking A, bro.
Eh, who cares?
It says the game is still in play. There's no fucking way that game will go on.
Life is
There's
over.
There's no way. There's no way that game will go on.
Life as we know it is done, guy.
Why are they? Let me ask you this, Dan, because this is the second time now, and there's so much breaking news that's going on, like, live. It's why we're doing this live on air every single day on Drinker Bros Podcast on YouTube. Why 6 months out? Do you, like,
6 months out is the same goddamn reason that they said 15 days to flatten the curve. It's the same reason that airline pilots say it's going to be about a half hour, because it's long enough that people know they're going to have to wait a while, but not so long that they're going to freak out. So people are okay with 3 months of quarantine. Now they're going to try six. This is bullshit. I talked to someone last night, actually a fan of the show, that's a nurse in California.
Mm-hmm.
She was making the point, because they're overrun. She's in, like, the Inland Empire area. They're overrun right there. They're just not staffed to deal with this kind of shit. If you don't know what Inland Empire is, it's like an hour or so east of LA, and it's on the way to Palm Springs and shit like that. So it's kind of out in the desert area. There's population out there, but it's nothing like a big city or anything like that. They just don't have, but there are quite a few people that live out there. They're just kind of spread out because it's a huge goddamn area, but there's a ton of fucking people. They just usually don't deal with this amount. Like, I would assume, like, in most places like that, the vast majority of people who need like preventative care get it somewhere else, not from a hospital. People that have minor stuff going on, they just go to clinics and not a hospital like normal. So they're fucking usually, she did say that during flu season, they usually get hammered pretty well. So that's why I think, because there's also a much older population in that area. Anyways, we were talking about this and that, just like shutting down, mask and all that stuff. I don't really care about the mask thing that much, but the shutting down thing, there's got to be some acceptable limit. Like, to continue moving the economy forward, to stop private business from shutting down and all this other stuff, because everybody likes this idea of a basic income and all that stuff. Everybody doesn't like it, but it's an idea that makes sense in some cases, particularly when you're talking about creative destruction, which is an economic principle where new technology displaces human beings from jobs and right. disrupts the economy. So it makes sense in some ways to think about it that way, but allowing the federal government to have the power to just shut shit down when they want because of a virus, which, by the way, currently, as of today, with the data today, it's about a 0.38 death rate. I'm not going to debate you on that because those are the goddamn facts of the case. It's about four times worse than the flu, give or take, at least with regard to death rate. Now, there are other effects that we don't know yet and blah, 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 whatever. Anyways, the standard for giving the government more control of our day-to-day lives has to be higher than this. It just has to be. It's a debate we can have about where that threshold might be and how we determine what it is. But I can tell you this, the more power you give to the government, particularly when that power comes in the form of displacing privately owned businesses and equity, having that money come from the government, you're creating a system where the government owns the means of production and provides salaries to the people. Do you know what that's called?
What's that, Dan?
That's called communism, my man.
And goddamn right it is.
I would rather be fucking dead than live in a communist country. She actually made the point flippantly. She was joking, but maybe it's better to be alive under communist rule than dead. I'm like, nope. I would fucking die fighting communism. I would fight it to the fucking end of my life, because I think a lot of Americans, and this is not about her at all, by the way, this is just in general for people that think that shit, I feel like a lot of Americans have not seen what a fucking shitty country looks like. They have no goddamn idea what it looks like. As a matter of fact, most of these people haven't even been to the fucking ghettos in our own country and seen what real poverty looks like. Now, even the people in real poverty in this country pale in comparison suffering-wise to the places that we've been. I mean, there are some real fucking bad places out there, and a lot of them were created by this bullshit, by socialism and communism. It always has the same goddamn result. All the money fucking gets saturated at the top, all the power gets saturated at the top, and everybody else can get fucked. Right. At least in capitalism, there's a means to fight back against that, because there are still predators in capitalism. You see them every day. Pretty much every major corporation in this country is a fucking predatory piece of shit. But we can own private businesses. We can market. There's ways that we can fight back here. In a communist or socialist society, there is no way for you to fight back. You have to fight with guns. Here we can fight with words. And that's a big fucking deal that we can do that here. And it's why this cancel culture bullshit has to go. Because if we stop having the ability to fight with words, then we have no other choice than to fight with sticks, stones, and guns.
I agree. And that's why I said that Dan should be mayor of Austin. First thing I'd like to see.
It's coming.
Obviously, is all the statues replaced with Harambe statues. I want to give that AR-15 back to the guy with the pink polo. I want to see that.
He's in St. Louis, but I'll see what I can do. Actually, a couple of gun companies have already sent him weapons.
Are they really? The McCloskeys?
Yeah, speaking of weapons, look at this.
What do you got there? That's beautiful.
This is a 300 Blackout from Palmetto State Armory. You can find them online, actually. Very nice.
No shit.
Got a nice
hold that up to the camera. Yeah, that's amazing.
Got a nice little EOTech and a fucking magnifier on the back. Dope.
The dope beauty gun. Of that is I held that. It's light as shit, too.
It
man.
Is, yeah. This whole rig, even with a fully loaded 30-round magazine, is about fucking 9.5 pounds, I think, something like that.
What's that going to take in the world for you to use that live on air?
For me to use it live on air?
Yeah, I'd just like to see you blow up my portion of the set since I'm not there anymore.
Well, I mean, that seems wasteful. But I'll shoot something. Fun. Like, we'll go out somewhere and shoot something. I mean, we're moving to Texas, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, feral hogs are everywhere. I bet you could fucking nuke some of those things.
That's one of the things. Although, I probably won't use this. I'll use one of our other suppressed weapons for that.
That's a beautiful piece. I think your brother got that for you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I'll give a shout out to Josh Holloway.
Yeah.
I love your brother, by
the
way.
And Palmetto State Armory, the gun company, they're fucking dope as shit. If you're looking for, this is actually an SBR, but it's a pistol because of this stupid strap. That rule is dumb as fuck, by the way. But anyways, you can get I think this, including tax, it was like $900 for the whole gun, not including the optics and all that bullshit. So that's not a bad deal. And they shoot great, too. They're fucking sturdy as fuck.
So what you're saying is 900 plus that pink polo that guy was wearing was probably about 60.
Yeah, but you need optics. I mean, this whole setup is like $2,200, give or take.
Okay.
You don't necessarily need all this shit, but.
Right. But $2,200 plus a $60 pink polo shirt.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at $2,260 to be a real man in this world.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
I mean, the khakis, but we all have khakis, I hope.
Everybody's got a pair of khakis. I still have a pair tucked away from college somewhere. I know you do.
No.
Really?
The only khaki pants I have are 5'11 strike pants.
Oh, I like those 5'11s, man. Those are dope.
The strike 5'11 is probably the equivalent of like the Levi 551 or whatever the fuck they are, like the most popular jean that's ever been made. Because everybody I know owns a pair of those.
Yeah, those are great. want to give my condolences to Kanye West. There is a rumor going around that he's already dropped out of the campaign.
He probably just forgot he was
for
running.
President. Maybe.
Or he started taking his meds again.
You know, that's what they're saying, that this was a bipolar break and he decided to run for president. Either way, Kim Kardashian supported him. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. But he was polling at 2%, D'Anthony.
Yeah.
2% he was polling at.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the point in the show where I wish we had fuck you money, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There is an auction going on right now where you can purchase Maverick's helmet from the original Top Gun. I would love to have
How
that
much
on
is it?
Sets.
Or what's, you know, the, gonna, what's it at now?
I'm going to look it up right now. Let's see. There's over 850 items being sold. They're expected to fetch upwards of $6 million, including Maverick's helmet from Top Gun. RIP Goose, it says right afterwards. The 11-foot model Nostromo spaceship used in Alien. And Robin Williams' Peter Pan sword and hook. Tom Cruise's helmet is expected to go for $50,000 to $70,000. Man, fuck you, dude.
Does Jared know about this?
I'd do that in a second.
You should send this to Jared because I'm pretty sure he would just buy it.
$50,000 to $70,000. Here's the thing. Whenever they say that, it usually goes higher. I bet you Tom Cruise's helmet from Top Gun comes in at over a hundo for that.
I could see that, yeah. I could absolutely see that.
Damn, dude. I'd love to have that. That's one that I would love to have. Did you collect anything as a kid, like signed baseballs or any of that shit?
Yeah, I've got a number of signed baseballs. I've got Nolan Ryan, Dwight Gooden, Frank Thomas, a bunch. But I didn't really care about the signatures that much. I collected baseball cards. And what I would do is, and this is like the fucking dumbest autism bullshit of all time, but I would sit on my bed and arrange them in their positions on the diamond. Uh-huh. And I had like for years at a time, I would memorize every starting lineup of every team. Like I knew all of it.
No shit.
Yeah. It was crazy. But, yeah, it wasn't necessarily about the collecting for me. It was about the information, I guess, if that makes sense.
Like, That makes sense.
Yeah.
So here's what else is on this auction. This fucking prop house has got everything, dude. DiCaprio's yellow Cadillac Coupe de Ville from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's a fucking dope one. Brad Pitt's car from that Carmen Ghia is up for sale. Those are expected to haul in somewhere between 20 and 55 K a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think those are going to go higher than what they're saying. Jennifer Lawrence's arena costume from Hunger Games.
What about a signed picture of her fucking butthole? That's what would really sell.
Well, here's the problem. We've already seen that for free.
Yeah, but not with a signature on it.
No, not yet. But dear God, man. I always had a crush on Jennifer Lawrence, even more so after her nudes got ripped. Because they weren't tasteful. Like, they were nasty where you're just like, yes, dude, she fucking gets down. And I'm all in for it. And then she turns super liberal. Next up on this auction block, Sylvester Stallone's boxing gloves, the original boxing gloves from Rocky.
Wow. What is fucking Planet Hollywood going out of business or something? What is all this shit?
Hollywood is going out of business, Dan. Therefore, they are selling everything just to stay alive right now. Because of COVID and because of LA shutting down again for another 35 days, this is the only way these places can stay open is by selling some of their most iconic shit. This last one is an all-timer, man. And I guarantee fucking to you that Quentin Tarantino is going to buy this. That's my call right now. The camera that Alfred Hitchcock used to film Vertigo is going up for auction.
Wow.
That's massive. If you're a Star Wars super fan, they got you as well. Darth Vader's costume and helmet from A New Hope is going on the block. I don't know that one. Do you know that one?
A New Hope is the first one that was ever released. It's episode 4.
So that the costume and helmet from that is going on eBay as well, or whatever, you know, auction house they're going to do it for. And it's all going to be live streamed August 27th and 28th, so they can watch safely and bid from home. Shit, dude, we should get in on that and try to bid on Maverick's helmet. I wonder how much that fucking thing's going to go for.
I don't know. It's probably going to go for $100,000 though, but you never know with those things. They can just get wild all of a sudden,
I guess.
Like,
man,
if some rich person is bored and starts bidding and shit, it's over. It's going to go fucking wild.
That one I would love to have. Motherfucker, man. Maybe our sponsors will buy us for us. First and foremost, talking about GhostBed.com/drinking bros. These guys are the goddamn best, man. We said this on the show yesterday, and I know I've said it on RPR this morning. I'm going to say it again. I have never seen a company go out of their way to do shit like this. 30% off. 30% off everything. Anything in the entire store for anybody who is a member of the military.
And they don't have any. They don't have any beds that should cost $800 that actually cost $25,000 either. By the way, that are named after children.
Exactly. So it's not a Wayfair cinch.
Yeah.
Definitely Jesus not a Wayfair Christ. Cinch. Anybody who's a member of the military, 30% off. Anybody who is a teacher, 30% off. Anybody who's working in the government, any form of government job, 30% off. Anybody who is a first responder gets 30% off. That's amazing, dude. That's a monster sale. And I can't remember any other company doing this. I think it's because of what's happening and everything's being reshut down. Either way, man, they're here for you. Shit, teachers, what the fuck are they going to do, man?
I have no idea.
During all this. I don't either.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're going to be leading classes digitally, which is, you know, if you're out there and you sell pants, you're fucked because no one is wearing pants right now. Literally no one is wearing pants.
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, why would you? What would be the point?
No, and they've got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, so there's no interest on that. So if you are out there and you're one of the you know, you fit in one of these categories here job-wise, congratulations, that is still applicable with that deal. The rest of us common folk can get 25% off a mattress and two free pillows right now. Huge fan of ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They did not have to do this. And I got no explanation why, other than they're just fucking great people, yeah. I guess. But I'm sure they're not making too much money off of these with that. God damn it, man. Thanks, Ghostbed. That's sweet, to be honest with you. Next up, we got killcliffcbd.com. D'Anthony, hold up that chain. Hold up that gold chain for the peeps.
It's Killcliff, man.
Best in the biz. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. There is no THC, so you will not piss hot.
And this is solid gold, by the way.
Yep. 24 carats came right from Saddam Hussein's children.
Yeah, he was a big Killcliff fan.
And gold. You know, fan of gold.
Yeah.
As well.
His kids both got blown up by a TOW missile, by the way.
Did they really?
Yeah, they were holed up in some building, and we started shooting TOW missiles at it.
I would say RIP, but I don't fucking care about those assholes. So
nah, fuck them, man. Fuck them.
Yeah. KillcliffCBD.com is using the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off a case and free shipping. With everything that's going on, dude, pop some CBD in your veins, man. It'll calm you down at the end of the night if you got aches, pains, or anything else. Go to KillcliffCBD.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off and free shipping. I cannot express how much I love that goddamn company. Who do we got last, D'Anthony?
What day is it?
Today is Wednesday. I know all of them seem the same at this point, but today is actually Wednesday.
Ooh, we got a Felix Gray in here today. Shit. We haven't talked about them in a while because everybody keeps stealing our goddamn... I actually talked to their ad rep yesterday. She's fucking dope. But people keep stealing our goddamn glasses.
We've never been able to keep those on set. No, everybody
I actually need to ask her. I need to ask her. I have an ongoing conversation with her, so I'll ask her today to send us some more.
Yeah, FelixGrayGlasses.com. Is it forward slash drinking bros?
Let me read it.
Yeah. Pull that up, man.
I think it's Felix Gray glasses.
In the meantime, I'll tell you a little bit about the product. It's the only glasses with that blue light protective in it, man. We're staring at screens on average 11 hours out of the day. I'm sure that is jacked up to 13 or 14 since all this bullshit. No shit. It is the only thing that will protect your eyes. I don't know about you, man, but at the end of the night, man, I feel like I've got a Forrest Whitaker eye.
Yeah.
To avoid that, protect your eyes, man. Throw a pair of these glasses on. They're super affordable, and they get free overnight shipping with them at Felix Gray Glasses. And they come in like a million styles. So you could try, you know, to pick out whatever style you wanted at a Lens Crafters or some shit like that. But they got it. They got it on their site. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com forward. Is it forward slash Drinker Bros?
Yeah, and it's gray with an A, by the way.
Yeah, FelixGray Glasses.com/Drinking Bros. That'll get you the deal, man. Free overnight shipping. And if you need a prescription in these fucking things, man, they'll do it for like an extra $20. But these are these are the ones that always get stolen from our set. So we're going to keep talking about them because we love these goddamn things. D'Anthony.
Yes.
With everything that's going on in the world right now, is there any form of distraction you were looking forward to of like, hey, man, can this just start? Can something just get going here?
I'm really looking forward to the WNBA. And I'll tell you why. because they're kind of being dicks right now. Like
they
this, this one woman has, what does she have? Like Lyme disease or some shit or something. It's
is it that Deladonna chick
or lupus? I don't know what it is. Hang on. Yeah. Let me look. But yeah, this woman filed to opt out of the season. And for those who know, or those who don't know, what that means is that you still get paid as if you were playing, but you don't have to because you're subject to some kind of compromised state, whether it be weight, health, immunity, whatever the fuck. But apparently her she has Lyme disease. So I don't, if you've never had Lyme disease before, it's not great. Like you feel like shit, you feel like shit all the time, and your immune system is absolutely compromised. So I don't know. I don't know why they rejected this, to be honest.
She's the biggest star in that league. She's the LeBron James of that league. And, you know, they need her there, I guess, to continue on. But
well, she's not going to play the
WNBA anyways. Yeah. So what the fuck's it matter?
She's not going to play. So they're just going to, they're creating a fucking argument for no reason.
Yeah. It's strange, man. Some of these sports and things, it seems like they're sabotaging themselves by doing shit like this. But it is what it is. I don't know how bad Lyme disease is. I've never had it yet. Jealous.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I got a FOMO of it.
Be patient.
But she should recognize who she is and at least show up, even if she doesn't. She's not going to play because she is the LeBron James of that sport. And believe it or not, they fucking need her there, at least for cutaways, for Christ's sakes. With no fans in the stands, you're going to have to cut away to something, man. And it's going to be a lot of players and their reactions. But yeah, I look, I'm not looking forward to the WNBA.
No, I was kidding about that. No one is looking forward to the goddamn WNBA. you know, honestly, right now it's just fights. Like I'm glad that baseball is happening. I could watch baseball in a vacuum and it'll be interesting to me no matter what happens, because I am, I love that game more than life itself. It is, I like it at all levels. I like watching college baseball. I like watching Little League. I don't give a fuck what it is. If there's a game going on, if it's stickball on the street, I'll go fucking sit there and watch.
Mine is the debates. I want these debates to start. I'm amped about the debates.
I don't even know if it's going to happen.
Is that real? You think not?
I mean, how are they going to do it? What does that look like? Who's going to be there hosting with everything being so contentious and there being an easy... Like, usually you can't... There's not a legitimate excuse to back out of a debate, right?
Right.
Right now, you could fucking easily use coronavirus or a related issues to get out of the debate if you really wanted to. And I feel like nobody on Joe Biden's side wants him debating, regardless of what political stance you hold or which side of the aisle you like, whether you like Trump or not. I don't like LeBron James, but... One-on-one versus Steph Curry, he's going to win that 10 times out of 10. Not 9, all 10 times he's going to win.
Right.
Because
he
is one of the most incredible athletes in the history of humanity. So regardless of how I feel about him, you have to be able to admit to yourself that certain matchups are not good for you. Joe Biden on a microphone in a fucking vacuum with a script is not a good idea right now.
No.
Because he keeps saying, he's got a fucking script and he keeps saying fucked up shit. Yeah. He quoted fucking Mao Zedong yesterday, for Christ's sake, about women. Like, what the fuck, bro? So put him in a room with Trump, who's pithy, quick, kind of a dick about it, too. Like, that's just not going to go well, man. There's no way it goes well for Biden. So I could see them trying to fucking back out, yeah.
This is news last night that came out that said this is Rasmussen. This is their
Rasmussen.
Poll. Rasmussen, yes. They look, typically they're accurate, not when it comes to elections, obviously, but with Trump. But they're reporting that only 54% think Biden is even capable of debating Trump.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
I mean, it's not great for him. but what are you going to do, man? I mean, it is what it is. Like, you don't necessarily need to be a great debater to be a great president, by the way. So it's kind of a weird situation. But if the reason you're not a great debater is because you are senile and half retarded now, and also, like, it's not the real story is not that Joe Biden has Alzheimer's, which he clearly does. Like, he clearly has Alzheimer's.
I think it's dementia.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter because the effects are the same. So I don't think that part is the story. The story is that he no longer has those guards up in the front of his brain from all the fucking truly sexist and racist and fucked up shit he believes. So it's all just like leaking out a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like you were wearing some deodorant, but that was 3 days ago. Now you smell like shit, Joe. and it's all downhill from here. It's like, it's so all downhill for here for him. Like, can you imagine what the debates are actually going to be? I sit awake at night thinking about it. Just like, oh, I can't fucking wait for this goddamn nightmare for him. Because I think, I mean, I think Trump's a dick, but I think Joe Biden is like an actually, like he's actually a bad person. I think I genuinely believe he's a bad person. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Yeah, I'm interested. You know, again, that's what I'm most looking forward to this summer. But
another thing I'm interested in is just the political intrigue part. Like, is Trump going to replace Pence on the ticket? I think he should.
Hey, man, who called that months and months and months ago? I said Nikki Haley. Is that being reported at all?
I haven't seen it anywhere. No, but I think it would be a good move for him. I don't think, like, outside of the religious right, who are going to vote for the Republican no matter what the fuck happens. You could put my goddamn dog, and he's super liberal, and the Republican ticket, and they would vote for him. like, I don't think you need – the fact that Trump got elected is enough to say that no one gives a fuck, like, on that side. They don't care how religious you are anymore. They're just Republicans. That's all they care about. I think they need to replace Pence with somebody that isn't a fucking giant homophobe. Frankly,
hey, I called this months ago and people thought I was crazy, but I said on the day that the Biden is going to give his speech at the Democratic convention, I said he was going to replace Pence with Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is going to get those white suburban moms that allegedly Trump is losing in some battleground states. And I think it would be a brilliant move. And I'm a fan of Nikki Haley. I like her. A lot. Or I'd like to see Crenshaw step in there. I'm a big Dan Crenshaw fan too, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody that young in their political career wants to be the vice president. Like, I still don't understand why Paul Ryan accepted. That ruined his political career. For Mitt Romney in 2012. Like, why the fuck? Why, dude? Why? You have your own little fiefdom down there in southern Wisconsin. He had this district, like due south, basically, of Madison, Wisconsin, tiny little district. But he had immense power in the Congress because he was the right's budget guy, right? If they needed fucking budgetary work done, he was the fucking foremost guy on that plan. When's the last time you heard fucking Paul Ryan's name in the last 8 years?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I think Crenshaw is fine where he is. Personally, I don't think he can do anything. I don't think he has it in his power as a congressman to affect change at a level that's in any way meaningful for this country. I don't think that anybody could, not just him. It's not about Dan Crenshaw. I think he's a good dude. I just don't think.
Great guy.
Yeah, same with Adam Kinzinger, our buddy from Illinois. I just don't think that those people, I don't think that our system allows for that kind of change at this point. I think we need to fucking take a look at that and change some things up systemically, but it doesn't make sense for him for sure. I don't know. And the other part is, who's Biden going to choose? I can't believe he hasn't announced somebody yet.
So it's supposedly the first week of August.
But why? You know, like, people,
I don't know.
You only wait to name your fucking VP until the convention or after if you're just demolishing everybody else and you don't need the good press. Joe Biden needs somebody that could speak fucking English out there on the stump instead of him. You know what I mean? That's he desperately needs somebody to draw the focal point away from him and the fucking dumb shit he says. And they are super fucking up right now by not choosing a VP and getting that motherfucker out on TV every single day. It doesn't even matter who they are. Pick the most eloquent person you can find and put them out there. It doesn't even matter where they're from or what they fucking believe at this point. But they're not going to do that. Because the Democrats suck at winning elections.
Yeah, so it's a bit surprising. I mean, look, even Kanye picked a VP pretty quickly. So,
who was his VP pick? Was it me? I don't remember.
No, it was a pastor in Wyoming.
Oh my god!
This girl who is into healing, spiritual healing.
Oh yeah, so, was like yeah. like Reiki healing? You mean? Are you guys familiar with that?
Is that the hot rocks or is that the rattlesnake venom?
No, Reiki healing is where you lay your hand. It's like John Coffey from Green Mile. You lay your hands on people and pull their evil energy out. Basically, like you can put tape on the bottom of your feet and suck the toxins out of your body. Like, you fucking people are retarded. You're dumb. You can't fucking gravity will just fucking take it on down. Yeah, dude, because blood can't defeat gravity, right? Shit. That's why I have to fucking spend half of my time on my fucking head, you bunch of fucking dummies. God damn it, dude. That's another one I've been working on the manuscript for. We're all fucking stupid is the working title. Everyone's a fucking idiot, and it's about the dumb things we believe as a people.
It might do well. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck was a massive bestseller.
Yeah.
That Reiki healing, by the way, there is a great video out there. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google Julianne Hough, the Dancing with the Stars blonde chick. She's got a brother named Derek. She used to date Ryan Seacrest. Mm-hmm. There is a video of her doing Reiki healing where she is the guy isn't even touching her body. It's about 3 inches off her body. And she's having what appears to be multiple orgasms and violent spasms. It's the most ridiculous shit you will ever see today. And it will make you laugh harder than you've laughed all week. I can promise you that. But that's what's going on there. You know, people are starting to lose their shit.
Yeah, that's why this whole second round of fucking whatever you want to call it, quarantine, no fucking way it's happening, brother. Like,
no.
Here's... Police aren't going to be able to enforce this shit, and that's the only way it's going to get enforced. Like, some jurisdictions, some cities have said, yeah, we're going to send in cops to random bars and whatever, restaurants and grocery stores or whatever, to make sure they're observing the rules. Like, come on, man. That's never going to happen. Yeah, that's just not good. Police are not inspectors. That's not what they do. Like, there's two different – in the federal government, there's an 1811, which is a covered position. You carry a gun. You're like a special agent. For the most part, whether it's ICE or the FBI or ATF, whatever it is, you do a very specific job. And for the ATF and other organizations, an 1801 is the other job, and it's basically an administrative job. Like, you do inspections. Or if you work for USCIS, you do, I can't remember what it's called, but you go to places where they have a lot of immigrants working there on different types of visas, and you make sure that they're all compliant with everything. That's two separate jobs. You can't send police to do those jobs because it's not going to work, man. Like, what? This is all so goddamn stupid.
get ready. It's only just begun.
Yeah.
And then the weird shit starts. The last story I want to talk about was this 33-year-old tech CEO who was found dismembered.
Yeah, I saw that.
In his New York apartments. That's a new story, but whenever somebody's dismembered like that, that's some dark shit. That's not like, oh, hey, we did a little bit of coke on a Tuesday. This is a lot more thought that goes into that. His body was found in an apartment in Manhattan's Lower East Side, and they identified him as tech entrepreneur Fahim Salah.
Yeah,
A venture capitalist of CEO of Gokoda.
I think that might be pronounced Soleil.
Yeah,
whatever. Not entirely sure.
surveillance footage shows Monday evening he was getting into his elevator in the apartment building, and a man dressed in all black, who is suspected to be the assailant, is seen in the video entering the elevator with him, and then it goes up to his place. And the guy started to attack him. And when the sister went to check on him, his torso is in an area next to him in the living room. And other parts of his body were stuffed into individual bags in the apartment. Police haven't yet determined a motive behind the grisly attack, but they're looking into it. Yeesh.
I doubt there was a motive for this. Like, you don't fucking cut somebody up and put them into bags because you want to steal their money or something like that. This person is a psychopath.
Yeah, and by the way, if you don't know who this is, if you're saying to yourself, I don't know who this guy is, he was the one who founded PrankDial.com, which was a website for pre-recorded prank calls. And then it had generated over $10 million since 2018. And yeah, man, he's just one of those guys. But when your full body gets chopped in half like that, chances are you did some fucked up shit.
Maybe. I mean, look, those you're playing by Dexter rules. Most serial killers kill normal people, not bad people, for the most part.
Right.
But who knows, man?
You chop a body in half. That's a big boy move.
Another
in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of work too. I'm not doing all that. Like, you can just go get type 6 plastic from Home Depot and fucking throw some acid in the fucking in a barrel and fucking, you know,
yeah,
melt the motherfucker down and then dump it out in the fucking woods. I guess the other thing, other than the debates and baseball that I'm looking forward to, by the way, is watching the left continue to implode on itself, because they just keep taking. It's almost it's instinctual at this point to take the most radical position on something as soon as an issue comes out. Like a cop kills somebody, like, oh, we should ban cops, get rid of them. Like, all right, that seems unreasonable. All right, cool. And then there's an uptick in crime, and AOC says, well, what if it's just somebody who's worried about paying their rent, so they went out and stole bread? Like, no, fucking 70 people got shot, you fucking bitch. Are you kidding me? What the fuck are you talking about? God damn it, dude. Also, even this is what I mean when I say the left is imploding. Cuomo had to like address her bullshit on air yesterday. He was like, yeah, people aren't fucking stealing bread because they can't pay rent, because you don't have to pay rent right now because it's illegal to get evicted. So no, that's fucking stupid. Like, oh man, I enjoy watching, because when you take as a leader of an organization, like the Democratic Party or whatever progressive wing or whatever you represent, if you're a leader there and you take a position, you better goddamn be sure that it is a defensible and factually based position, because if it's not, then not only do you look like an asshole, but anybody out there that was against you that you were trying to convince at this point is like, oh, no, they believe this. I don't need to listen to them anymore. Like, you've lost your any of your moderate audience forever. Not that AOC ever had some, but the left in general has lost all of it. There's no moderates over there anymore.
No, it's all gone. It's all wiped out. And I would check on a Panera Bread in the area and see how many people were trying to steal bread.
I'm going today.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
I've got the assault rifle and be like, hey, I need some bread. No, I'm actually just gonna buy some food like a goddamn American.
Yeah, and because it's Panera, it's about $8. So
yeah, it's cheap, but it's
real cheap.
You know, that's because it just. Like, if you go through the drive-thru and order shit at Panera, I guarantee you within the last 15 minutes, all the things they used to make that food were in the back of a truck somewhere. They just bring it inside from the back of a fucking Ford pickup truck, not even refrigerated. Like, hey, throw all this stuff together. Here you go. It's like eating at a hospital.
Dan's a big fan of Panera. They will not be a sponsor on the show.
Oh, no. I just told you that I'm literally, as soon as I leave here, I'm driving to Panera.
Is that real?
Yes, motherfucker. I love it. I like the roasted turkey sandwich that has apple on it and a bowl of broccoli cheddar soup.
Oh, I'm a big fan of their beet cheddar soup.
Yeah, it's the best, man. I'm white trash, dude.
Same.
I got into an argument the other day with somebody, and I was like, she was talking about how classy she was, and she was joking, obviously. It wasn't a real argument. She was talking about being classy. I'm like, how classy are you talking? Like, cut up hot dogs and macaroni and cheese classy, or like more than that? Because that's to me, that's the top level of class.
I would say this because my wife is also super white trashy. You know, her favorite is a bologna sandwich with mayo.
Oh, of course. Yeah, she's white. She's white hippie trash, too.
Gross.
Which is a whole other situation. Back to the Cuomo thing. I forgot about this. So even CNN was lighting him up yesterday. Like, Jake Tapper was lighting him up because, like, apparently Cuomo is on some kind of fucking victory tour with regard to COVID now. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but like, there's a bunch of people dead up there, bro. You fucked up bad. Florida's got the highest rate of cases now, but they're not even close to New York when it comes to deaths. And I don't mean like total number, because they're comparable population wise, those two states. Not even the fucking the case rate is higher now, but the death rate isn't even in the same fucking ballpark. And also, what, haven't we found out that there's like hundreds of people that had COVID that we sent back to nursing homes and that was under Cuomo? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Oh man. But they'll hammer him for a day or two and then it'll be over.
That's it. That's it. Well, his brother's one of the top paying anchors on there. So
yeah, no shit.
They're not going to do shit about it. This is the point in the show where we get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by Scott Uel from Ontario, I believe. Look at that. O-N. It's got to be Ontario.
Yeah, it's
right?
Ontario.
He's been a member of Drinking Bros for 2 years, and he's nominating Mick. He says, I'd like to nominate my father, Mick. He has recently been moved to hospice after a long, brave battle with cancer. He made me the man I am today, and he had an unbelievably interesting life. When I joined the British Army at 16, he brought me on my first... He bought me my first pint. I thought he brought him along to the bar. Nope. 16, he bought him his first pints. Look at that. That's a champion father. And said, if you're old enough to fight and die for your country, you're old enough to have a pint. I always enjoy drinking with my dad, going shooting and being outdoors, just to learn from him and be a better man. And I will miss him. Cheers. Cheers. Sorry, Scott. That sucks, man.
Yeah. That's cool that your dad bought you booze, though. I'm into that.
16. I thought he brought him into the pub and was going to have a, hey, you can watch the game in here with me.
If you want to see children in bars, just go to Wisconsin.
Or Florida.
I'm not talking about like a fucking Chili's or a Wild Wings or any of that bullshit. I'm talking about a fucking bar that serves no food. You will find children in every single bar in Wisconsin right now. I promise you that. It's fucking 2:45 there. In Wisconsin right now. I guarantee you, if you walk into a random bar, there's probably like an 85% chance you're going to see a fucking child, if not an infant, in that bar. That's why I like Wisconsin. I love Milwaukee, by the way. It's a great city.
Look, Wisconsin's a blast. They get down there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Madison, too.
I lived in Madison, Wisconsin. It was fucking great. I mean, there's a bunch of fucking dumb hippies there that are just like off the reservation when it comes to political shit. But It's the only place I've ever lived where the expectation was the two martini lunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we would be driving around to political events and stuff and be like, hey, you want to get lunch? Sure, yeah. And we have two margaritas every single day. Or two beers or two fucking drinks or something. We would fucking day drink every single day at work. Every day. It's great.
It's
Everybody should be doing that.
I agree.
That's how we need to be putting people to work.
Yes.
We need to be take all the people that are in fucking Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and just make them Uber drivers and drive me around all day and the government pay for it. I'll just get fucked up. I'll spend money at local businesses. You can fucking give them the money to drive me around. It's perfect. Come on. Can somebody just drive me around, please?
Sounds like a dream scenario. Submit your resume to @DanHolloway on Instagram if you would like to drive him around.
And send a picture or two. If you're not hot, then it's not going to male or female, you got to be hot.
Yep.
I can't be around an ugly person all day. It's just not going to happen.
That's the only rule he has to be his driver. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube and give us a quick 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. It'll help scoot us on up the charts. We will be back tomorrow with fake news. Good afternoon and good night, everyone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.